Peace be with the brothers and sisters. And I thank God that I can be in your midst. So I always consider I'm the member of the house of Christ's love. And first, let us turn to the Word of God. It's recorded in Gospel John chapter 16. So we are going to read from verse 20 through verse 33.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要痛苦哀嚎，世人倒要喜乐，你们将要忧愁。
I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy.
妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
A woman giving birth to a child has pain because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because her joy that the child is born into the world.
你们现在也是忧愁，但我要再见你们，你们的心就喜乐了。所以喜乐也没有人能夺去。
So with you, now is your time to grieve. But I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy.
到那日，你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. I will tell you the truth. My Father will give you whatever you ask in my name.
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。Until
now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete.
这些事我是用比喻对你们说的，时候将到，我不再用比喻对你们说，乃是要将父明明地告诉你们。
Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father.
到那日，你们要奉我的名祈求，我并不对你们说，我要为你们求父。
In that day, you will ask in my name. I am not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf.
父自己爱你们，因为你们已经爱我。
No, the Father himself loved you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God.
我从父出来到了世界，我又离开世界，往父那里去。
I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father.
门徒说，如今你是明说，并不用比喻了。
Then Jesus' disciples said, Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech.
现在我们晓得你凡事都知道，也不用人问你，因为我们信你是从神出来的。Now
we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask your questions. This makes us believe that you came from God.
耶稣说，现在你们信吗？
You believe at last, Jesus answered.
看哪，时候将到，切事已经到了。你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在。But
the time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
I've told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
感谢主将你这样宝贝的话语留给我们。
And dear Lord, we give thanks to you for you have given us your precious word.
借着你的话再一次告诉我们你是何等的信实。
Through your words, you reveal your faithfulness to us.
你让我们知道在世上有苦难。
You want us to know that in this world we have trouble.
但你更给我们应许。
But you give us a good promise.
在你里边我们有平安。
In you we will find peace.
因为主你已经胜了世界。
Because you have triumphed over the world.
谢谢主。
And dear Lord, we give thanks.
我们恭敬地把这段时间交在主的手中。
We reverently present this time to you.
愿主的名被高举。
May your name be lift up.
被传扬。
May your name be proclaimed widely.
也让我们在主的话语当中。
And may we and live by your word.
得到生命的供应。
And then receive the nourishment of life from you.
听我们这样祷告。
And we ask that you listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
好，感谢主。
And I give thanks to God.
再一次来到弟兄姊妹中间。
And for he give me another opportunity to come to your midst.
谁记得我上一次在这里分享的题目是什么？
Any one of you remember what topic did I preach last time when I came here?
我想很多人都忘记了。
So I believe many people may have forgotten.
我记得上一次分享的也是主的话语。
Right, but one thing you should know is last time I came here, I shared the words of God.
主耶稣说,
and Jesus said,
我所做的事,
and whatever I do,
你们也要做,
and you should be able to do it also.
并且要做比这更大的事,
and even though you can do greater things than I did.
当时我问在座的很多弟兄姊妹,
so I remember many the brothers and sisters,
大家都愿意为主做更大的事，是吗？
And many of you wish and desire to do greater things for God.
那么为什么主耶稣接着就讲在世上你们有苦难呢？
Now then the question is why Jesus in succession talk about the fact that in this world there will be trouble.
请问弟兄姊妹。
And let me ask you this.
苦难与做大事有什么关系呢？
So what is the relationship between pain and suffering and doing greater things?
谁记得中国有一个很有名的人呢？
Do you remember in China there was a very famous person?
他说了这样一句话。
And he had said this.
说天降大任于斯人也。
So for those God will use greatly will test him with a great trouble.
必先怎么？
So the prerequisite is,
你们都知道啊，必先苦其筋骨，劳其什么？哇，他来这个接受大任与受苦是有关系的，对吗？
So now you can see the relationship between doing great things and pain and suffering.
有一位老基督徒有这样一句话，你认为他有没有道理？
So there's a senior Christian who has said this, and then I ask you to judge whether he was reasonable or not.
他说平安和喜乐
and peace and joy
是耶稣给我们的礼物
and are the gift given to us by God, by Jesus.
但是要在苦难中才收到
But we have to receive this gift through suffering.
有没有道理啊
So,Do you buy this saying?
有点头的。
Somebody nod their heads and meaning you agree.
还有呢，主所拣选的人。
And then he also said, for those chosen by Jesus,
他没有让一个人成为废人。
And God will not let it be useless.
他要把更大的事。
And because God will entrust him a greater things,
交给你和我做
and then hand it to you to accomplish
但是要造就这样一个能成大事的生命。
But in order to cultivate such a great person,
也要经过苦难，你相信这话吗？
And he had to endure much sufferings in order to be able to achieve great things.
相信吗？
Do you believe that?
因为我们基督徒要做什么样的大事呢？
So as a Christian, what kind of great things we ought to do?
要做惊天伟地的大事。
We have to do something that we can shake the heaven and shake the earth.
知道什么叫惊天伟地的大事？
So do you know what kind of earth and heaven shaking things that we ought to do?
就是这个十字架。
That is the cross.
十字架是不是惊天伟地啊？
So you can see the shape of the cross and the vertically it pointed to heaven and then horizontally it pointed around us.
主耶稣说
And Jesus said,
你们在世上有苦难
And you will have trouble in this world.
我想问问在座的弟兄姊妹
And let me ask you a simple question.
有没有一个人
So are any one of you
从你记事开始
So from the youngest age
到如今
To what you are today.
从来没有遇见
And you had never experienced any suffering, any pain at all.
有没有这样一个人呢?
So are there such person exist today?
为什么神会允许苦难临到这个世界?
Now the question is, why God allow suffering into your life?
原来苦难会有一种特殊的意义对每一个活着的人。
Because pain and suffering has a special significance to humanity.
智慧人说,
and the wise man said,
一人多有苦难,
and then the righteous person will endure much sufferings.
但耶和华救他脱离这一切。
But the Lord delivered him from them all.
我们会常常地问神啊,
we always ask our God,
为什么有这么多的苦会临到我们?
Why there's so many pain?Before my life.
你看着过一个婴孩是笑着从妈妈肚子里出来的吗?
Have you seen a baby who was smiling when he or she came out from her mother's tummy?
如果他不哭,
If this baby had not cried,
那个接生的人会怎么样?
And then the Doctor will worry.
你们都知道要打他一下，对吧？
And then it start to hit.
这一打，这个孩子会怎么样？
Few times.
会哇家哭了，对吧？
And then the baby began to cry.
然后那个肺就张开了。
And then the lung expand.
然后就可以哭，就可以这个呼吸和生存了。
And then the baby become to breathe and keep himself alive.
你仔细再往深里想一点。
So if you give a thought on this simple example,
神有的时候让他的儿女受一点苦难。
So sometimes God allows his children to suffer some sufferings.
会不会想到让我们属灵的这个肺也张开?
Or maybe he wants our spiritual lung to expand.
让我们可以呼吸到神给我们的气息。
So that we can breathe in all the goodness that God intended to give us.
让我们的生命会更强。
And then our spiritual life will be strengthened.
圣经里第一次提到苦的时候啊。
So the first time that the Bible mentioned about suffering.
是这个雅各说的话。
It is recorded in the book of James.
Yes. 他说我平生的日子又少又苦。
Jacob, I mean. And then Jacob said, Israel means, my life is filled with sufferings.
其实我们仔细想想。
So let us ponder upon what he said.
苦难大概有三种原因。
So what is the reason for pain and suffering? And I can think of three.
一种是因为自己犯了过错。
And the first one is obvious, because you sin, therefore you bring about suffering.
犯了法。
And maybe you offend the law of the land.
而受到苦难和惩罚的话，
and therefore you are punished because of your wrongdoing.
这种苦没什么好说的啊。
So this kind of suffering, there's not much to say about.
所以有句话叫有苦难言呢。
So sometimes you just said, I have the bitterness that I cannot express.
还有一种神允许我们受的苦难呢。
And the second kind of suffering is given by God.
是因为你有爱心。
And because you have love toward other people.
替人付出和牺牲。
And you sacrifice for other people.
而受的苦难。
And as a result, it brought about suffering.
所以保罗曾经在一封书信上鼓励弟兄姊妹。
So therefore, this is why Paul, in one of his letters, to encourage the brothers and sisters in this way.
我们因信心所做的功夫。
So for those, work out of our faith.
因爱心所受的劳苦。
Or maybe the love out, the suffering out of our love.
因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And then the perseverance out of our anticipation of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以一个真正的追随主的基督徒。
So for the true follower of Jesus Christ.
在信心、爱心和盼望当中。
So no matter whether you're in faith, in love, and in hope,
所受的那个苦难呢，
and you will suffer because of them.
真的不但对自己有益处，
and these are beneficial not only to yourself,
也能成为别人的祝福，
but it also become a blessing to others.
还有一种苦难呢，
now another kind of suffering,
是神的管教，
is God's disciplinary actions.
因为我们是神的儿女，
because we are his children.
所以说他因为爱我们他就要管教我们。
And because our Lord loves us, therefore he ought to discipline us.
叫我们生命会更圣洁。
So that our life become pure.
更像主。
And more assimilate to his image.
如果以色列人在埃及没有苦难的话。
Now just think about that. Had it not been suffering for the Israelites in Egypt,
谁也没有办法把他们从埃及领出来。
And no one can deliver them from Egypt.
就是这样。
And because of this,
当他们在旷野吃不到黄瓜的时候，
So when they were not able to eat the cucumber in the wilderness,
没有大葱大蒜的时候，
And without onions and without any food that they like to eat,
他们还是想走回头路。
And they want to go back to Egypt.
如果没有苦难的话，
so had it not been for the sufferings,
那个浪子没有人会把他娶回
家。That prodigal son will never be able to come home.
所以主借着苦难，
so therefore, through suffering our Lord,
叫我们灵命长进，
cause us to grow in him, in spirit.
好像花草树木借着阳光成长一样。
And very much like the plants need the scorching sun to grow.
难怪约伯说。
No wonder Job said in this way.
约伯经过苦难见证说。
So after he suffered much, and then he testified in this manner.
我从前风闻有你。
And in the past, I only heard of you.
现在我亲眼看见你。
But now, God, I see you in person.
原来苦难真的是可以使我们与主，与我们的主更亲近。
So from this we learn that through suffering, we can come closer to our Lord Jesus.
诗篇说，
And the psalmist said,
我未受苦以前走迷了路。
Before I suffer, I went astray.
现在却遵守你的话。
And now I'm willing to follow your words.
我受苦是与我有益。
So therefore, this suffering is beneficial to me.
为要使我学习你的律例。
In order that I may learn about your ordinance and decrees.
有一天呢、啊。
And one day.
这个钻石啊。钻石 diamond.
Or the diamond.
跟这个磨它琢磨它的这个钻轮说
And the diamond talk to the craftsman.
他说我真的很不幸。
And the diamond said, I'm very unfortunate.
我已经被你磨练了三天了。
And I have been molded and grounded by you for 3 days.
摩伦回答说。
And then the craftsman said,
不要这样说。
You ought not say this.
你初始到我的轮下的时候是一块粗秽的这个石头。
So when I first met you, you just a raw stone, worthless stone.
那么经过我的琢磨和磨练之后呢?
And after my cutting and chiseling,
现在你已经快成为一个美丽的钻石了。
Now you almost become a very beautiful diamond.
主常常借着苦难来琢磨我们。
And then our Lord, in the same way, use suffering to chisel us.
为要使我们成为合他心意的人。
In order that we may become a person after his heart.
因他试炼我之后。
After his testing.
我必如金金。
And then I will become a pure gold.
在世上你们有苦难。
And Jesus said, in the world, you may have trouble.
中国人很会造字啊。
And then you see, and the Chinese know how to invent our Chinese characters.
你们都会写这个苦字嘛，对吧?
Do you know, in Chinese, how do you write the word bitter?
这苦字怎么写?
And do you know how the character was constructed?
其实最苦的苦是有这个叫什么苦不堪言，就是有苦你说不出来。
Do you know what is the most bitter thing? The most bitter thing is the bitterness beyond your ability to utter.
为什么有苦还说不出来呢？
Now why when you have bitterness in your life and you are not able to speak out?
你看那个苦字是怎么写的？
And then you look at our Chinese character, how the word bitter was.
这个口子上面有什么
？So there was a mouth.
口子上面有什么
？About the mouth,
有有什么
what you have?
十是什么？有一个还有几个
？There were three crosses.
三个。
Three crosses about the symbol mouth.
有一个压在你口上，你都说不出话来；三个你更说不出话。
As long as you have one cross.Press on your mouth, you were not able to say, not to mention three of them.
其实圣经里很多篇幅里都描述着苦难。
Actually, in many, many passages in the scripture, talk about pain and suffering.
神的选民希伯来民族就是一个苦难的民族。
So, the children of God, the Hebrews, is a people of suffering.
我们的主耶稣基督
and our Lord Jesus Christ
更被称为受苦的仆人
and he was mentioned the servant of sorrow
但是我们的主以他的苦难
but our Lord
却成就了救恩
glory in his suffering and achieved the salvation for mankind
我们不管什么年龄的人
And I don't know what age are you in right now.
我们都经历过不同的难处
We experienced various kinds of difficulties.
生活中和心中都有不同的苦
Maybe there are bitterness in our livelihood.
但总结起来呢
But totally speaking,
这是在世上的苦难
All these are the trouble in this world.
无非就是肉体的情欲
and then including the lust of the flesh
眼目的情欲
and then the lust of our sight
和今生的骄傲
and then the pride of our life
想得的没得到
so you want to get something but wasn't able to
得到的又会失去
and then once you gain it and you lost it
得到的又不满足
once you get it you are not satisfied with it
所以在这个世上有很多的苦
And this is why we have so many troubles and sufferings.
那么我们信了耶稣之后呢
Now after we became a Christian
信徒在世上的苦难
So all the suffering in this world to a Christian,
有的与世人是同样的苦难,
and they are no different than the unbelievers.
但是还有撒旦的试探诱惑。
And then we have to compound with the difficulties, we have the attack of Satan.
主耶稣就是我们的代表。
And then Jesus is an example for us all.
主耶稣在这个四十天禁食之后,
so after he fast for 40 days and 40 nights.
那么撒旦就试探耶稣说,
and Satan came and tempted our Lord.
你若是神的儿子,
if you are the Son of God,
可以把这个石头变成食物吗?
And to prove that you are Son of God, you turn this stone into bread.
其实撒旦就是让耶稣用非法的手段来解决问题。
Actually, Satan intended for Jesus to use illegitimate method to achieve his goal.
我们作为神的儿女,
and as the children of God,
我们也会经常会遇到这样的试探。
And many times we face the similar temptation as our Lord did.
你是信靠神的话呢?
Are you trust in God's word?
还是你信靠你所看得见的、摸得着的、抓得住的物质?
Or those tangible things that you can touch and smell.
撒旦常常试探人。
So the way Satan tempts people,
不走当走的路,
is to misguide them to away from the road they ought to walk on.
走捷径。
And then they said this is a shortcut.
撒旦常常试探人。
So Satan, a demon, always tempts people.
你要想得到这些吗?
If you want to get all these things,
你拜拜他。
You just worship me.
就可以得到了。
And then that's simple.
因为他让主耶稣说，你要拜我的话，这天下都归你。
This is how he tempted our Lord Jesus. If you bow down and worship me, and this whole world will be yours without suffering.
如果磕一个头你就能得到天下，你还要主耶稣吗？
So if you just bow your head and then you get the whole universe, do you need a savior?
如果拜一拜你就得到这些名利，你还要我们的主吗？
So if you just bow your head and then you get this wealth and fame, do you need Jesus anymore?
但神带领这个生命不一样。
But the life and in God's eyes are different.
他让我们先谦虚才得尊荣。
So God wants us to humble ourselves before we are glorified.
先哀痛才得安慰。
First, you need to grieve before you are comforted.
先温柔才得地土。
You have to be gentle in order to inherit the land.
先饥饿才得饱足。
You have to hunger in order to be satisfied.
你先清心你才能见神。
So you must have a purity of heart in order to see God.
先十架才得宝座。
And then the cross precedes the throne.
先流泪才得收割的欢呼。
And then your tear precedes harvest.
所以神允许我们经历苦难。
And for this reason, God allows suffering come into our lives.
实在是我们生命当中一个看不见的祝福。
Actually, this is the invisible blessing in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
and my dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们真的是认定这件事的话，
so with this insight and understanding,
在世上我们有苦难，
so even though we have trouble and suffering in this world,
那么今天你我遇到的一些自斩自清的苦楚，
so all the things, difficulties that we encounter temporarily,
就真的算不得什么，
will count nothing.
因为我们能够为主名的缘故，
because we can glorify him, his name,
能够受一点自斩自清的苦楚，
so just to endure such a temporary suffering,
去为我们成就极重无比的荣耀，
and then in order to achieve such a weighty glory,
真的算不得什么，
and this suffering will count for nothing,
一块不经琢磨的这个石头。
So a precious stone without go through chiseling,
经过工匠的琢磨雕琢之后，
without the cutting and chiseling of the craftsman,
成为美丽的钻石,
it would not become a beautiful diamond.
哇, 那个价值是没法,
and then the value will be immeasurable.
在世上我们真的有苦难。
So indeed, in this world, we have trouble.
有离别相思之苦。
So we may leave our loved ones, and then we yearn for looking for them again.
但是主耶稣却让我们忧愁可以变为喜乐。
But Jesus can turn our grieving into joy.
主耶稣也可以使我们的苦变为甜。
And then Jesus can turn our bitterness into sweetness.
有谁听过一首诗歌？
Have you heard this song?
叫做变变变。
Oh, the lyric is change, change, change.
我们都在变。
We are ever changing.
长脸变圆脸。
Sometimes the changing is a long term, some are short terms.
苦耳变成甜，长脸是 long face 变成。
Oh, your long face can turn into a smiling face.
没有唱过这首歌。
Have you sang this song?
其实耶稣离开门徒的时候。
So just at the moment when Jesus departed from his disciples,
这些门徒真的心中很忧愁。
And the disciples were indeed in trouble.
但是主耶稣安慰他们的是什么呢？
But how our Jesus comfort his disciples?
叫他们不失去盼望。
And then the point is, and not have him lost their hope.
他说我去是为你们的益处。
And then Jesus told them, I left because for your own benefit.
我去是为你们预备地方。
Because I went in order to prepare a place for you.
预备好了地方呢?
And after I had prepared
a
place, I will come again.
接你们到我那里。
And take you to where I am.
我们很多人经过留学生的这个阶段呢。
So many of us among here and have gone through an overseas student period in our younger life.
好几个学生挤在一起，对吧？
So you know that many students gather together.
为了省钱。
And in order to save money.
可是经过几年之后。
And after a few years.
毕业了。
After they graduated.
找了一份工作之后。
And then they find a job.
买了自己的房子。
And then eventually bought a house.
有了自己的车子。
And then they bought a car.
不用再挤了。
Oh, I don't need to be live with you anymore.
哇，很高兴。
He was very joyful.
过了几年呢？
And few years later,
就不一定那么高兴了，对吧？
And then he get used to this happiness and no longer happy again.
就是世间给我们的快乐。
So this is the kind of joy that the world gave to us.
来得快。
So it easy come.
失去的也快。
And easy go.
我们有个老人家。
And then I know of an old person.
到康州我们那个同工家去这个看儿子。
And then he went to Connecticut to visit his son.
才住几个月就不想住了。
And then he just lived there for a few months and he said, I don't want to live it here anymore.
他说在这里夏天种草。
And then he said, I live with my son, but my job is to grow the...
秋天除草。
And then to mow the...
秋天 扫叶
lawn and to sweep the leaves and then to clean up the snow.
有什么好的？
So this is the life. What good is it?
但是我们要知道主为我们预备的那个地方。
But we know that our Lord had prepared a wonderful place for you.
没有眼泪。
There will be no tears.
没有疼痛。
There will be no pain.
没有忧伤。
There will be no grief.
没有玷污和衰残。
And they will not blemish, and it lasts forever.
真的好得无比。
And those are the good place beyond your imagination.
你一想到那个美景的话。
So, as just to think about such a good place.
哇，再搬一次家也值得。
So, you will be satisfied.
为了能够去这个家。
So, in order to go to that good place.
今天在这个世上。
So now, we are living in this world.
忍受一些离别之苦。
And even though we suffers the suffering from departing from your loved ones.
忍受一些相思之苦。
Maybe some yearning that will not be satisfied.
真的不算什么。
And this counts for nothing compared with a good place.
主耶稣说。
And Jesus said.
你们将要忧愁。
And you will be sorrowful.
然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。
But yet your sorrow will turn into joy.
你们现在也是忧愁。
And even though you are sorrowful at this moment.
但我要再见你们。
But think about the time when I come to see you again.
你们的心就喜乐了。
Then your heart will turn into joy.
这喜乐没有人。
And this kind of joy that no one can take away from you.
因为喜乐是在心里。
Because the joy is in your heart.
因为我们所得的喜乐。
Because the joy that we get from our Lord.
是主耶稣在十字架上为我们受苦而让我们得到。
Because our Lord already bear our suffering on the cross.
一个人如果在罪恶当中。
So for those who are still in sin,
他不管过着人们认为多么安乐的生活，
no matter how people view you as a comfortable life,
但是他在晚上睡不着觉的时候，
but during the midnight when he could not get to sleep,
常常会受到罪的惩罚和折磨，
and therefore the accusation and the guilt feeling of your sin will constrain you.
但是一个人当得到救恩之乐的时候，
But once we get the joy of the salvation,
在基督里真的得到自由的时候，
So when we receive freedom in Christ Jesus,
真的是有主万事主。
Therefore, we can say that with our Lord, everything means nothing to me.
真的是无罪一身轻。
And then without sin, then we are really set free from it.
而且在这救恩当中，
So in this wonderful salvation,
可以与神和好。
We can reconcile with our God Jesus.
成为永生神的儿女。
And become the son of the eternal God.
成为神家里的人。
And become the member of God's family.
你的身份。
And your position.
你的地位。
And your identity.
你的价值。
And then your value.
真的变了。
They all transform.
你如果能够想到这些的话，
So as long as you can imagine this,
你不能不喜乐。
So you cannot help but joyful.
你不能再为这个世上所遇到这点苦处。
You will not anymore worry about the trouble in this world.
去埋怨神。
And then to complain against God.
你知道我们的主他为我们所受的苦有多少吗？
Do you know how much suffering that our Lord bear for us?
有一首诗歌叫《耶稣二十苦》。
There's a song titled
耶稣受的苦。
And the suffering that Jesus endured.
我们要记住。
We ought to remember.
日夜里思想。
You have to think about it day and night.
必定有帮助。
It will help you spiritually.
衣苦是贫穷，是贫穷。
If you are in poverty,
耶稣住马棚。
Think about Jesus living in a manger.
呼呼的北风。
And he has no place to stay.
吹得浑身痛。
And then the winter wind blow over and make the baby suffer.
我们的主是那么的尊荣。
And then look at how majestic is our Lord Jesus.
他为了我们。
But he, for our sake,
甘愿离开天上荣耀的宝座。
And willing to forsake the glory of heaven and the throne.
他存心降卑，愿意生在马槽。
And then willingly to come down as a man and be born in the manger.
他为了救我们。
In order to save you and me.
他甘愿披戴血肉之躯。
And then he is willing to wear the flesh.
他为了救我们。
In order to give us salvation.
他为我们受苦受鞭伤。
And our Lord suffered much for our sins.
最后被钉死在十字架。
And finally, he was crucified.
我们为仆人。
We as his servant.
我们应当效法我们的主。
We have to imitate our Lord.
因为在世上有苦难。
Because in this world we have suffering and pain.
主耶稣说这个苦是生产之苦。
But Jesus said this kind of suffering is a travail of childbirth.
生产之苦可以变成生产之乐。
And then the pain of childbirth can turn into a joy of begotten a baby.
十字架的上的十。
The death in the cross.
真的为我们受了生产之苦。
And then our Lord has suffered the travail of,
但是主耶稣荣耀的复活
of birth. But his resurrected and glorious resurrection.
让我们一同与主得到生产之乐。
And then he will want us to partake in his joy in birth.
因为妇人生产的时候，
Because when a woman gave birth to a child,
就忧愁,
and she will be sorrowful,
因为她的时候到了,
because the time of delivery was at hand.
既生了孩子,
but after the baby was born,
就不再纪念那苦楚,
then she immediately forget the pain she just suffered a minute ago.
因为欢喜世上生了一个人,
because she was joyful that she had given birth a child to this world.
凡肯有份于基督生产之苦的,
For those who partake in the pain of childbirth with our Lord Jesus,
也必有份于基督生产之乐,
and they will partake in the joy of having a new life.
在复活基督里的喜乐,
and the joy of the resurrected life,
使人在一切的事情上得胜有余,
and then we'll give us triumph in our life.
罗马书八章三十五到三七节有这样的话。
And in the book of Romans have these words.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢?
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗?
Can, tribulation?
是困苦吗?
And, trouble?
是逼迫吗?
Persecution?
是饥饿吗?
Hunger?
是赤身露体吗?
Or nakedness?
是危险吗?
Or danger?
是刀剑吗?
Or sword?
如经上所记。
And just the scripture says,
我们为你的缘故终日被杀。
So for the sake of our Lord Jesus, we are persecuted.
人看我们如同将宰的羊。
And the world view us as the animal about to be slaughtered.
然而靠着爱我们的主
But by virtue of the help of our Lord Jesus,
在这一切的事情上
and in all these things,
已经得胜有余了
we proclaim victory over them and more than just victory.
原来主允许在这世上有苦难
Now we understand that when our Lord allowed the suffering enter into our life,
允许我们这些相信他的人经历苦难
And then allows his believers to undergo this kind of suffering.
原来在苦难当中,
and because in the midst of the suffering,
要让我们的生命更像主,
and then we can imitate our Lord.
像主那样圣洁,
so we imitate his lightness and holiness.
像主那样谦卑,
so we learn humility from him.
甚至像主那样流泪流血流汗
and we shed our tear and our blood and our sweat just like our Lord Jesus did
从教会的历史看
so if we view the history of the church
正因为有了殉道者
and because they are martyrs
就成为教会的种子
and become the seed of the church
两千年有这样一个统计。
So, in the past 2000 years, there was some statistics like this.
就是说基督教殉教的事件共有56次十分重大的事件。
So, the major martyrdom happened in church history for 56 times.
其中36次。
And then among these 56, 36 of them,
殉道者的人数每次超过十万人
and every time the martyr number more than 10,000 people
八次
and eight times
是殉道者的人数超过五十万次
and then there were 500,000 times exceeding 500,000 times
十二次
and 12 times
殉道人数每次超过100万。
So exceed 1 million people in one event.
所以主耶稣说，你们在世有苦难。
This is why Jesus repeatedly said, "In the world you have trouble."
但是在主里有平安。
But in me you will have peace.
因为我们的主已经胜了这个世。
Because I, Jesus said, have triumphed over the world.
我们非常感谢主。
So we should give thanks to our Lord.
第一，我们可以有份与主一同受苦。
At first, we are privileged to participate the suffering with our Lord.
如果我们愿意，
if we are willing,
我们也和主一同得荣。
And we are able to share His glory.
主告诉我们，信他的人不能免去世界的苦难的遭遇。
And Jesus clearly tells us, for those followers of Jesus, you will not be exempt from suffering.
但是主给我们荣耀的盼望。
But God gave us a very glorious hope.
就是我们可以在主里享受这样的平安。
That is, in Christ, we can enjoy the peace.
主有宝贝的应许。
God's promise is precious.
到那日。
On that day.
你们若向父求什么。
Whatever you ask my Father.
他必因我的名赐给你们。
He will give it to you by my name.
我们在苦难当中。
So in the midst of suffering,
我们向主求什么？
So we ask God.
当然我们很多人也没经历过什么苦难。
Well, maybe you have not yet experienced many suffering.
但是如果到了那日，
But until that day,
我们向主求什么？
So what would you ask God?
主宝贝的应许。
And the promise precious.
父自己爱你们。
Because he said the Father loved you.
因为你们已经爱我。
Because you had loved me.
又信我从父出来。
And then you believe that I came from my Father.
这真的是我相信是在苦难当中一个极大的安慰。
So I believe this is a great comfort in the midst of suffering.
因为如果我们没有经历过苦难的话，
So if we had never experienced pain and suffering,
我们真的没有办法体谅那些在苦难当中的人。
We are never be able to understand those who are in the midst of suffering.
如果我们真的没有遇到过难处和忧伤的时候，
So if we had never experienced pain and grief,
我们也没有办法安慰那些在
忧愁当中的人。 And we are not able to comfort those who experienced the same pain as you did.
我们如果没有经过苦难的话，
So if you had never experienced pain,
我们也没有办法体谅神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
So how can you understand that our Lord is our refuge and our shield and our help in times of need?
在国内有一个基督徒的姊妹。
So I knew of a sister in the Lord in mainland China.
她的先生因为信仰的缘故，
So her husband, because of his faith,
被抓进了监狱，
and was imprisoned.
结果她就带着她的独生的儿子一起生活。
And then this poor woman, and just to rear his two sons.
结果过了些日子，
So many many years went by.
人家连他的儿子也不放过。
And then the government still eye on her two sons.
又把他的儿子带走。
And then pick the two sons away from her.
结果儿子就被人打死。
And then the two sons was beaten to death.
过了些年日，先生也在监狱当中死去。
And then many years later, her husband died in the prison.
就剩这个姊妹孤身一人。
And then this woman become a widow, a lonely widow.
她虽然受了那么多的苦难，
And she had experienced so many sufferings.
但她因为信主的缘故，
But because she have placed her trust in God,
她这个喜乐和盼望的心没有人能夺去。
And then the joy and the hope no one can take away from her.
她在那么的难处当中，
So during such a tremendous difficulties,
她借着祷告，
So through prayer,
爱心
and her love the fellow believers.
关心许多需要关心的人。
And then to care for many people who need care.
特别神给他一个恩赐。
And then God gave him a gift.
可以照顾关心那些病重的人。
And then to take care of those who are severely sick.
照顾他们。
And then take care of them.
为他们建立信心。
So strengthen their faith,
为他们祷告,
and pray for them.
结果使许多病人康复,
and then many sick people and restore their health.
有一天,
one day,
这个当初把他先生带走, 后来又把他儿子害死的这个人,
and then the person who had harmed her husband and her two sons,
他唯一的孩子,
and then his only son,
得了一种病,
and then contract a very strange disease.
医生看不了,
and then the doctor did not know what had happened.
但是我们这位姊妹,
but this widow lady,
带着基督饶恕的爱,
and bring with her the forgiveness of Christ,
主动去他家来照顾他的孩子,
and then personally went to his house and take care of her, his son,
为这个孩子祷告,
and then pray for his son,
来这个照顾这个孩子, 这个孩子慢慢慢慢真的是康复了,
and then he take care of this child, and then this child recover.
正如主耶稣说的呢,
and just like what Jesus has said,
把炭火放在仇敌的头上,
and then you just lay coal onto people's head,
使这个敌对他的人,
so that those who antagonize against you,
也不得不承认,
and he could not help but admit,
我们所信的主是得胜的主,
that our Lord that we believe is a victorious God, and is a God who triumphs over suffering, and then he also give us hope.
亲爱弟兄姊妹,
and dear brothers and sisters,
我们都为约瑟被卖为奴被诬下监
and then
我们感觉到他受了很大的冤枉
and then we think about the Bible story about Joseph and we also felt pity about Joseph and because he had suffered many unjustifiable treatment
但是神与他同在
but God was with him
搭救他
and then God saved Joseph
使他被高举成为埃及国的宰相
and he was elevated eventually into the prime minister of Egypt the Greek Empire
所以彼得前书
and therefore the first Peter
有这样的话
and have this kind of verses
叫你们的信心既被试验
so if your faith has been tested
就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵
Then your faith will become precious like those imperishable gold and silver.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候
So at the time, at the revelation of our Lord Jesus,
得到称颂,
you will be,
尊贵,
you will receive glory, honor, and praise.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
and my dear brothers and sisters,
我前些日子也回中国一趟,
And not long ago, I went back to China, my homeland.
去到家庭教会，我们有个短宣。
So I participate into the house church, and I have a very short-term missionary.
我遇到一个我父亲那辈的一个老朋友，信主的老朋友。
So I met my father's friend.
哇，他的生命的经历和见证就证明了一件事情。
So his Life experience testify a very important truth.
在世上我们真的有苦难。
That is, in this world we will have suffering.
但是在主里有平安。
But in Christ Jesus we have peace.
在主里有喜乐。
In Christ we have joy.
在主里有得胜。
In Christ we have victory.
他的家很穷。
And he was lived in a very poor family.
没有念过书
and he was uneducated
从小十几岁就跟人家学这个叫做修理钟表
and when he was at very young age teenager He was unschooled and just followed someone to learn how to fix a watch.
但是他从小就信耶稣。
But during his youngest years of his life, he became a believer of Christ.
主真的是在他的生活当中就照顾他。
And then we can see that God, through his life, molded him.
在他十几岁的时候。
So when he was a teenager,
他有一天这个读经祷告的时候。
So as he was in the morning devotion,
好像就得到这么一句话或者一个意念呢。
He seemed to be enlightened by such a very interesting idea.
就是说不要再做这个修表匠了。
And then he seemingly heard a voice, "Don't work on this watch maker anymore."
要去读书了。
Well, maybe you ought to go back to school.
他一想，我从来一天书没有念过。
And then he thought, "I have never gone to school."
我这个年龄是应该考大学的年龄。
And then I am at the age where I should be in the university.
结果他就顺从了主的引领。
And then he followed God's instruction.
他就在那个旧书摊上啊。
And then he went to old books store.
把小学的、中学的、高中的。
And then he collect all the books related to elementary school, junior high and high school.
所有的课本就买回来。
And all the textbook he bought it.
白天他继续的做工。
And in the daytime, he continued to work as a watchmaker.
晚上他就读这些书。
And at night, he was studying these books.
几个月之后。
And few months later.
哇，感谢主，他考试的时候。
And then he participated in a test.
哎，真的就考上大学。
And then he was able to enter into the university.
原来我们的主真的是变不可能为可能的主。
You see, that our Lord can turn anything you view as impossible, possible.
可是在大学读书的时候,
But during his college years,
因为他有信仰,
because he had faith,
他就被放在灵舍上,
and he was placed into an unfavorable situation.
到大学快要毕业的时候,
So just before his graduation,
因为他有信仰
because he had faith in Christ,
就被打成了右派。
And then he was badly treated.
你知道右派是不可以大学毕业的。
And then he was labeled as the righteous. And you know, righteous not allowed to be graduated.
毕业之后有进国家机关的。
And after college graduation, all his classmates can enter into the government institution.And the factory and work and make money.
就是把他发配到农村去。
But for him, he was sent to the farm.
还不给他毕业证书。
And not giving him the graduation certificate.
我们这位老弟兄啊。
And our old brother.
走到哪。
And wherever he go.
因为有耶稣在这里。
And he doesn't fear because.He knew that Jesus was with him.
因为是金子。
And because this faith is as precious as a pure gold. So he can glorify God.
在农村。
So even when he was working in the farmland.
他帮着人家修理那些农机具，别人修理不了了，他能修理。
And then he helped other people to repair those agricultural equipment and other people could not do it.
所以几年后。
So a few years later.
就让他可以回到工厂里去干那去做工人的。
And he was allowed to go back to the factory to become a worker.
但是他档案当中有一个条叫做宅帽右派。
But he was labeled
叫宅帽右派吗
？As a rightist.
就是还是右派。
That means you still belong to the right side.
只不过没有右派的帽子。
And even though You don't claim you are.
结果他在那个地方呢，不像他的同学在大工厂，几千人、上万人的工厂。
As he worked right there, he was no comparison with his classmate in working for a Greek factory.
把他放到那个，你知道在城市那个那个街道有那个叫做合作社吗？手工作坊那合作社，那个叫做街道三街道企业。
So in the street, you see some people, craftsmen, working small things for livelihood.
哇，他到街道企业，他就发光。
And when he was working in that kind of work, he got crazy. 发疯。
他也发光啊。
哦，发光。So he was lighting up everyone.
他就研究那个仪器。
And he was, because he had a college degree, he just understand how the machinery works.
测量。
And then he know how to measure things.
哇，把这个小合作社搞得有声有色。
And then this cooperation organization become very famous.
最后神给他真的是智慧啊，聪明智慧。
You know why? Because God had given him wisdom.
他所研究的这个内窥这个医疗器械，他现在这个。
And right now he was doing some research on medical equipments.
许多发明都成为中国这个专利和空白。
And then he had so many inventions in China and earned many patents.
所以他为主受苦。
So you can see this man suffered for the Lord. And but God elevated him.
哇，他成为一个这个一个叫做最后成为一个市级干部，因为他这个工作的这个。
And eventually he became a high-ranking officer in the Communist Party.
出门可以坐轿车。
So now there will be chauffeur.
可以和国家省市领导一起拍照，一起开会。
And he can take pictures standing in the middle with the government leaders.
他原来祖孙三代人呢，在一个14平米的房间里居住。
So now he's living in a very huge house. 14平 big small.
14平方。
Oh, it's a small house.
三代人。
Three generations living in a very small house.
哇，这一次我到他家去做客。
Now, I pay a visit to him this time.
哇，他的房间，他的家比这个教会还大。
And this house is bigger than the church. Can you believe that?
但是他知道怎样享受主给的祝福。
Because he knew how to enjoy the blessing that God gave it to him.
也可以怎样经历主给的这个苦难。
And he also learned a lot from the suffering that God allowed for him to endure.
结果他就开放家庭。
And therefore, he opened up his big house.
让那些从外地来读书的学生到他家。
And then for those poor students from other provinces can live in his house.
给他们吃。
And provide them with food,
给他们喝,
and drink,
更给他们读主的话语,
and then they train them with the word of God,
给他们他生命经历主的这样的一个制作的一个见证,
and also, most importantly, share his own testimony to those young men and women.
结果就成为许多人的祝福。
And now you see,He had become a channel through which God's blessing flows.
真的是要感谢主。
So we ought to give our thanks to God.
原来主允许我们在世上有苦难。
Now we understand why our Lord allowed suffering enter into our life.
是主要把那夺不去的平安喜乐
Because God intend to give the joy that no one can take away, give it to us.
原来主要我们经历有苦难。
So God allow us to undergo sufferings.
但主却把那样荣耀的盼望给我们。
But God in the same time give us a glorious hope.
主允许我们经历苦难。
God allow us to suffer.
为的是让我们生命被琢磨制造。
In order that our life will be molded and chiseled.
能够可以为主发光。
Into someone that you can illuminate the whole world.
让这个生命可以成为许多生命的祝福。
And then become a blessing to many other lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
如果你今天。
If today.
你生命当中。
In your life.
你还认为有一些苦难的话。
And you felt that you are in the midst of suffering.
你要为这个感谢主。
And you ought to give thanks to God for this reason.
苦难使我们远离这个世界。
God, that the suffering will take us away from this world.
使我们更愿意亲近我们的主。
So that we are, have the willingness to come closer to our Lord Jesus.
求告我们的主。
And then we have the desire to pray to Him.
在我们主的里边。
In our Lord Jesus.
得到胜过苦难的这个祝福。
And we can proclaim the victory over suffering and receive the blessing from Him.
如果今天你没有什么难处的话，
If you're still facing many unsurmountable difficulties,
也求主给我们一颗，
you can pray that God may give us
怜悯的心肠，
a merciful heart,
让我们能够有能力，
so that we are able to
去帮助那些在苦难当中有
需要的人。Those who suffer the same way as you do right now.
让我们能够有话语。
And then God will, through your suffering, give you words.
去安慰那些在苦难当中。
To comfort those who are in the midst of trouble.
我们真的是要谢谢主。
So for all these reasons, we ought to give thanks to our Lord.
他在任何的环境当中。
In all circumstances.
都要造就我们这个生命像他。
And then his purpose is to mold the lives of his children to assimilate himself.
感谢主。
And we give thanks to him.
这几天真的很热。
And we all experience extreme hotness.
我昨天早上是从这个夏威夷那边坐飞机一路过来，坐了一天一宿，就差不多。
And last night I came back from Hawaii.
十几个小时了。
And then riding the plane for more than 10 hours.
我为什么说这样的事情呢？
Now why I tell you this?
刚才春明说的，这个真的很热啊。
And then our brother Chun Ming said, yes, indeed,
真的是很凉爽。
And then we all have to admit that we have an air conditioner.
问题是我们在这样舒适的环境当中。
So the question is,We are enjoying this comfortable environment.
我们有没有一个渴慕追求让主来造就我们生命的一个愿望？
Should we have a desire to let God to mold you, to chisel you, and to cultivate you?
今天我们没有受到什么苦。
So to be honest with you, we are not suffering as much as the mothers.
是不是我们想到我们的生命还没办法承受主要给我们的雕塑？
Maybe God knows that we are not able to sustain a severe suffering yet.
如果那一天来到的话，
But when that day comes,
我们的生命能经得起这样的制作吗？
So God will strengthen us to endure this suffering.
如果我们今天没有受到什么苦，
So if today you have never experienced any suffering,
有这么舒适的敬拜的场所，
If we are so much comfortable environment to worship our God,
有这样自由的空间，
you have such a freedom to proclaim the gospel.
但是我们有没有想到这样的座位是不是主还愿意有更多的人来享受这样的恩典和祝福？
So have you thought about that? Such a beautiful environment. Do you have the desire to have more people to come to worship Him, to be saved?
你肯愿意，
If you are willing,
你肯愿意为主去流泪撒种吗？
If you are willing to shed your tear,And to scatter the seed,
相信你肯的话，
I believe if you are willing,
主必与你同在同行，
God will walk with you and be with you.
你也必带着喜乐的收割回到这个殿中，
And you will harvest abundantly and bring the fruit into His sanctuary.
将荣耀归给他的名，
to the glory of our Lord Jesus.
主，我们真的要谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在这个时代
，In this generation,
让我们先得了这样的救恩。
And you allow us to have the opportunity to receive your salvation.
得了这样的好处。
And to receive these spiritual benefits.
得了这样的盼望。
And give us such a wonderful hope.
问题是我们能不能成为别人的祝福。
And the question is, can we be a blessing to others?
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们借着这样的话语。
Through your message, Lord.
再一次明白你对我们的心意。
Once again, we understand more about your purpose in our life.
你所做的事。
And whatever you do.
我们也要做。
And you empower us to do even greater. And to be achieve more.
但是我们不经过雕琢。
But how can we achieve great things without your chiseling?
不经过十字架。
Without go through the suffering of the cross.
我们没有办法成为神手中的工具。
And there's no way we can become a good instrument in the hand of our Lord.
没有办法成为别人的祝福。
We are unable to become a blessing to others.
主，愿这些话装在我们的心里。
May you imprint these words into our hearts.
总使我们遇到一些难处、苦楚的时候。
So later on, when we encounter difficulties and sufferings and pain,
我们仍要感恩和赞美。
And we give thanks all the more to you.
因为主，你借着这些来陶造我们。
Because these are the instruments through your hand to cultivate us.
让我们的生命更显宝贵。
So that our life become more, valuable.
主，谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we give thanks.
借着圣灵的感动。
May the guidance of the Holy Spirit
将这些话藏在我们的心里。
May this word hidden in your heart.
愿主真的是成为我们的满足。
May God be our satisfaction.
愿主设立的过程成为我们的祝福。
May all the things happen to in our life become spiritual beneficial.
也借着我们成为更多人的祝福。
And so as to let us to become a blessing to many, many others.
听我们这样祷告。
May you listen to our pleading.
奉耶稣的名。
And we pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.